Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the regulations that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, so that you may do them in the land you are crossing over to possess, so that you, your children, and your grandchildren may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I am commanding you all the days of your life, and that your life may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may greatly multiply in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your forefathers, promised to you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These words that I am commanding you this day are to be on your heart. Teach them repeatedly to your children, and talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk along the way, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as a sign on your hand, and bind them on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he promised to your forefathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, great and goodly cities you did not build, and houses full of all sorts of good things you did not produce, and cisterns you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees you did not plant. When you eat and are full, then be careful not to forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Fear the Lord your God and serve him, and take oaths only in his name. Do not go after other gods or the gods of the peoples around you, for the Lord your God in your midst is a jealous God, and the anger of the Lord your God may be sparked against you, and he will destroy you from off the face of the earth. Do not put the Lord your God to the test, as you tested him at Massah. Make sure you keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his stipulations and his statutes that he has commanded you. Do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, so that it may go well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land that the Lord has promised to your forefathers, to drive out all their enemies before you, just as the Lord has said. In the future, when your child asks, "What do the testimonies, statutes, and the regulations the Lord our God has commanded you mean?" then you shall tell your children, "We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. The Lord demonstrated before our eyes great and devastating signs and wonders against Egypt, Pharaoh and all his household. He brought us out of there so that he might bring us in to give us the land he promised to our forefathers. The Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as he has to this day. It will be our righteousness if we carefully do this entire commandment before the Lord our God, just as he has commanded us."